Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A busy day in two of former President Trump's cases. First, an appellate court lowering the bond Trump has to pay in his state civil fraud case from $464 million to $175 million. The due date extended by 10 days. Trump reacting.
So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days.
Trump making that statement after sitting in on another New York courtroom where the judge in Trump's hush money case set a trial date of April 15th. The White House says it's disappointed after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled his diplomatic delegation's visit to Washington. Came in protest of the UN Security Council today, adopting a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for the month of Ramadan, leading to a lasting, sustainable ceasefire. This is ABC News. The Texas statute allowing local police to arrest and detain people suspected of being undocumented migrants is still on hold, awaiting a ruling from a federal appeals court.
Critics of Texas SB 4 say it opens the door to racial profiling and improper arrests. In El Paso County on the U.S.-Mexico border,
our office is very committed to making sure that no one's civil liberties are violated.
District Attorney Bill Hicks,
if we see even the hint of that in a case, we will not prosecute.
He's telling police officers they must actually witness firsthand a person crossing the border illegally in order to make an arrest on the new state trespassing misdemeanor. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Court of Appeals has not given a timeline for a ruling on SB 4. Those twin lottery jackpots just keep climbing. Nearly $2 billion up for grabs. Tonight's Powerball prize is $800 million. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot, $1.1 billion cash value combined, $910 million. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Would you like 50 years of experience behind your next sign? If that's the case, you need to call Greeley Signs and Graphics right here in Richland Center, the easy-to-find and easy-to-get sign trophy and awards company. They also supply and install vinyl lettering and graphics along with sandblasted and custom-routed signs. Full-colored electronic message centers are their specialty. Give them a call at 647-2628 or visit 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley in the former Philback building. Also look them up on the web at signface.com.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 49 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for breezy conditions and much warmer, with periods of rain likely, maybe a clap of thunder later, a high of 52, and east winds to southeasterly 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy and mild with rain continuing, a low of 43, with southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain. It may turn to snow showers in the afternoon as it turns colder, with a high of 52 and then falling. Currently in Richland Center, we have light northeasterly winds, and after a low this morning of 41, we're up to 50 degrees.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Good afternoon. It's 49 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A man is dead after cleaning a water tank in Trempealeau County Saturday. The sheriff's office said the man was cleaning the water tank for the city of Blair when he lost mobility due to the cold water. His co-workers weren't able to pull him out of the tank after he became tangled with the cleaning device. The sheriff's office said he died of hypothermia. A stretch of Highway 27 in Crawford County will be under construction for the next few months. The DOT said a resurfacing project covering 9 miles of highway from Seneca to Fairview begins today. Work begins with DOT clearing brush and trees from the construction zone. The project also includes new guardrails and culverts. Highway 27 will stay open during construction, which will last through August. The burn ban that has been in effect since March 17th for Vernon County has been lifted. Outdoor burning can resume, including burning of brush and grass at this time. Please remember that if you are going to do any burning, call the Vernon County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center at 608-637-2123 before burning. This is to ensure they are aware of the burning in case other calls come in. When you are done burning, you should notify the dispatch center to let them know your burning is complete so they can take it off their list. Please be mindful of the weather conditions on the day you plan to burn. Economic Equity Now recently held meet and greets for the two Richland Center mayoral candidates. Incumbent Mayor Todd Coppernall shared that after growing up in Richland Center and then moving back 29 years later, he fell in love all over again with the community and wanted to see things become even better.
Richland Center hooked me in. And I'll be honest with you, I got offended because I came home to a town that spoke poorly about itself. Nothing happened here. Nothing could happen here. We used to have this and we don't. All of this rhetoric. Boo-hoo, poor us. And I didn't like it because I didn't agree. I said, well, you know, I just moved back here from Wanakee, which I realize is a different community, a different demographic, and so close to Madison, it's not a fair comparison. But the point was, I came from a community that just did things. If they had an idea, they pursued it and went for it. And what the people here were telling me is that there was no point in it because nothing came here. Well, I said, well, try. Let's try. Then you can change that.
He began to get involved to make a difference.
Paul Corcoran, who's mayor, appointed me as a police commissioner. I did that, and then I ran for city council. And I did that and then ran for mayor. And the whole point, the whole time, has been to change that narrative and bring positive things to the city. And that when I'm done, hand that off and have that continue. It's a very important thing to me. It's my family legacy.
During his tenure as mayor, Coppernol has faced a pandemic and the closing of UW-Richland, but he says there has also been homes and businesses added to the demographics. He looks forward to even bigger projects for the city in the future.
My point is, I believe in this place. I've learned since I came home, I cannot separate where I am from who I am. It's in me, it's part of me. So it motivates me at all times, all days. To do what we can to make the place better while we're serving, me and everyone around me. And we do that many, many times. Doesn't matter, evening, Sunday. My wife can be doing whatever we were there to do, and I'll say, look at that over there. What could we do there? wait a minute, the city could do that. It's just what happened to me when I got involved. It's gotten a grip on me, and I've loved every minute of it. When it came time to decide whether to run for a third term, I got a lot of good advice. I sat and thought. I talked to several former mayors that had been through the same decision process, and just several people around town. And I thought about it long and hard, and I thought, well, what's going to decide this for me? And just on cue, some new opportunities showed up.
Coppernol's opponent is alderperson Karen Tepley. She says the number one question is, why is she running for mayor now?
I'm running because I think our community needs more attention. So, you know, that in a nutshell is why I decided to do this. You know, and I guess I'll address a few things that I'm not, the not reasons that I'm running. And I'm not running because I'm proud or I think I know more than anyone else. It's just that this is the time. So on my information, you can see it says right time, right choice. That's the reason.
She looks forward to meeting with constituents, collaboration, and representing the community with state legislatures if elected mayor.
I'm not saying that this should be a 40-hour-a-week job, because it's not. But the fact that I have a flexible schedule, I am retired, that I can, like, give certain hours to our constituents on a regular basis so that can be walk-in. Collaborate to uphold ordinances and zoning regulations. Maybe I should bring this up. According to the Wisconsin state statutes, mayor's duties with an administrator is you serve as the chief executive officer of the city by monitoring the activities of the administrator. And the second is to see that city ordinances and state laws are enforced. And number three is a procedure for monitoring those, and then a policy leader for the community. So those are the three things that both state statutes and Wisconsin City County Management Association list. And then once again, flexible schedule would allow me to represent our community at both regional and state level meetings.
Tepley would also like to see better communication with the public.
We are probably one of the only communities around here that do not have a social media platform. You know, if you want to know when large item pickup is, you either have to call the city clerk. Sometimes some of the other pages will have that. But it would be really nice if we had the official page to go to so we can get information, whether City Hall is closed or whatever it is, city information. And have it written. Develop a process to ensure people who serve on boards, commissions, and committees are qualified and driven by a genuine purpose. A lot of the city business happens in committees and commissions. People will attend council meetings and the yes and no vote happens there, but the real work happens in those committees and commissions and boards. So there's communities in and around our area. They have selecting board members, you know, seek candidates that qualify for each role using, you know, business and recruitment networks, and create clear job descriptions. There are some state statutes that have requirements for certain committees, but, you know, that wouldn't hurt. City of Platteville, City of Janesville, they both have applications on their website that the community, as well as council people, should be filling out. So number one, this lets them know that there are availability for the public to serve. And right now, like I say, we don't have that, and I think just more attention needs to be focused on that.
Voters in Richland Center will choose between Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley during the spring election next Tuesday, April 2nd. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is endorsing Donald Trump for president despite campaigning against him last year. Sunday on WISN's Upfront, Voss said he's not about to vote for a Democrat for president. This is despite Trump backing a primary opponent against Voss in the 2022 election. Voss also called the effort to recall him illegitimate and claimed that outside groups backed by Democrats are behind it. On the same show, he denounced an effort to recall him, saying it was illegitimate and backed by Democrats from outside Wisconsin. Voss said signatures on recall petitions were forged, and some of those collecting signatures harassed people in public spaces to get them to sign. Recall organizers counterclaimed that they were surveilled and harassed. Prosecutors in three Wisconsin counties are declining to pursue felony charges against former President Donald Trump's fundraising committee and a Republican state lawmaker related to an effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission, which recommended last month that charges be filed, said in a memo prepared for a Friday meeting that prosecutors were not pursuing charges because of conflicts of interest. The Ethics Commission was meeting Friday to vote on referring the charges to other counties. The commission alleges that Trump's fundraising committee and state representative Janelle Branchon, a Trump ally, conspired in a scheme to evade campaign finance laws to support the Republican primary challenger to Voss in 2022. A Wisconsin congressman's departure gives House Republicans even less of a majority. Green Bay Republican Mike Gallagher's surprise announcement that he's leaving D.C. next month instead of serving the remainder of his term means Republicans will have 217 House seats, Democrats 213. His 8th district seat in northeast Wisconsin will remain vacant until the November general election. Gallagher said last month that he wouldn't run for a fifth term. On Friday, he announced he's resigning effective April 19th. Wisconsin dementia data emphasizes a growing burden on caregivers. The 2024 report from the Alzheimer's Association shows some 110,000 Wisconsinites, 65 and older, are living with a diagnosis, and most are being cared for by family members. Lisa Grun with the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Association, Wisconsin chapter, says caregivers are experiencing chronic health conditions of their own, as well as mental health challenges. Grun says they're asking for help with care coordination. You can view the full report on the association's website at alz.org. A multi-vehicle crash on Highway 14 East Thursday afternoon closed the westbound lane for a while. The Richland County Sheriff's Department states that at approximately 1:50, a vehicle driven by Harriet Schrader, 91 of Richland Center, exited People's Drive attempting to turn eastbound on 14. She looked but did not see the passenger truck and trailer traveling westbound on 14. The passenger truck, driven by Deacon Carpenter, 20 of Ontario, was unable to avoid a collision with the Schrader vehicle. The collision caused Carpenter's truck to cross over the eastbound oncoming traffic, causing another collision between Carpenter's truck and another passenger truck driven by Jeremy Simmons, 41 of Gotham. Both trucks came to rest disabled in the eastbound shoulder. Schrader's vehicle remained disabled in the median of Highway 14 East at Peebles Drive. The Carpenter vehicle also included passengers Larry Ruck, aged 73, and Doreen Ruck, 68, both of Norwalk, and a juvenile. Four individuals were transported to the Richland Hospital for apparent non-life-threatening injuries. It's 51 degrees in Richland Center at 12:20. It's Red Cross Month. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's currently a cloudy 51 degrees in Richland Center at 1222. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is celebrating its annual Red Cross Month celebration to honor local community heroes who help ensure their neighbors never face crisis alone. Red Cross Month is a national tradition that began in March 1943 when President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued the first Red Cross Month proclamation, and each U.S. president has followed ever since. Locally, Governor Tony Evers has signed a proclamation that declares March as Red Cross Month in Wisconsin. Join the Red Cross Month celebration by visiting redcross.org to make a financial donation, give blood or platelets, become a volunteer, or take a life-saving skills course. Those who donate at redcross.org/givingday on March 27th will be part of the 10th annual Red Cross Giving Day, which aims to rally 30,000 supporters nationwide to help provide shelter, food, relief items, emotional support, and other assistance for people affected by disasters big and small. Volunteers comprise 90% of the National Red Cross workforce to power its life-saving mission, along with generous blood, platelet, and financial donors, people trained in skills like first aid and CPR, and other supporters. Powered by dedicated volunteers and generous donors in 2023, the American Red Cross of Wisconsin responded to over 750 disasters and assisted over 3,800 people with comfort and essentials, installed more than 3,000 free smoke alarms in local homes, hosted approximately 10,000 local blood drives, and collected over 230,000 units of blood. Provided nearly 3,500 services to support veterans, military members, and their families, and trained 17,664 people in first aid, CPR, AED, and empowered over 46,000 people with water safety or lifeguarding skills. The American Red Cross shelters, feeds, and provides comfort to victims of disasters, supplies about 40% of the nation's blood, teaches skills that save lives, distributes international humanitarian aid, and supports veterans, military members, and their families. The Red Cross is a nonprofit organization that depends on volunteers and the generosity of the American public to deliver its mission. For more information, visit redcross.org. The final referendum and talk tour, hosted by the Richland School District, will be held this evening at the high school at 5 o'clock. All are invited to learn the facts about the district's two referendum questions appearing on the April 2nd ballot, ask questions, and tour the building to see the needs. The referendum questions are focused on a safer, more accessible, and technologically advanced learning environment. You can find out more at richland.referendumfacts.org. The Small Ruminant Webinar Series provides research-driven solutions to popular sheep production issues. It also connects sheep and goat producers to useful tools, techniques, and tricks of the trade, and tips from the field. Learn from experts and other small producers like you. Webinars will be hosted by Carolyn Eady, Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist, UW-Madison Division of Extension, and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. The National Sheep Improvement Plan webinar will be held via Zoom at 7:30 Wednesday. It will be presented by Rusty Burgett, NSIP. Learn how to use the National Sheep Improvement Plan to improve benchmark goals with genetics. Learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/4R468P. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the next Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. High school students who will be seniors during the 2024-25 school year should apply now for the council. Students serve a one-year term and participate in virtual monthly sessions to listen to presentations, engage in discussions, and connect with professionals across the agriculture industry. Participants will receive a certificate at the completion of the term. DADCAP is seeking 15 members with at least one member from each of the 9 council districts. To apply, students must complete an application form, which includes a brief essay sharing their involvement in agriculture and how their council participation will benefit their future education or career plans. Applicants must also submit a one-minute video. Applications are due March 31st. To access the application and additional information and a map listing which counties are located in each of the 9 districts, visit agyouthcouncil.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources 2024-25 Guide to Wisconsin's Fishing Regulations is now available online. These regulations, which include changes to walleye, sauger, bag limits on inland waters, and new registration rules for small tournaments, will go into effect on April 1st. With a few weeks still to go before these regulations kick in, actually now just a few days before these regulations kick in, and over a month until the general inland opener, now is the time for anglers to review the season dates, any special regulations, and the daily bag and size limits for their favorite fishing spots around the state. All license requirements apply. All residents and non-residents over 16 must have a 2024-25 general fishing license to fish in Wisconsin. Annual resident licenses cost $20 each, or purchase a spousal license for $31, so you and your spouse can fish together. All fishing licenses and stamps can be purchased online via Go Wild at a registered sales location or at a DNR service center. You can find general fishing regulations as well as the trout fishing regulations online and at locations where licenses are sold. Beef producers in the state pitch in to help the hungry. The Wisconsin Beef Council launched a 2-week fundraiser Wednesday. All proceeds will go to purchase beef for the statewide association of Feeding America food banks. The group sources, warehouses, and provides food to more than 1,000 local food programs throughout Wisconsin. The Beef Council has previously contributed $7,000 to the organization. They are now partnering with an apparel company to offer t-shirts, long-sleeve tees, and sweatshirts that feature beef cuts and the text, "You can't live a full life on an empty stomach." Those items will be on sale through April 2nd online at wi-beef-council.toppromotions.com. The latest winners in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle are Saturday's winner of $50 was Gene Nix Boaz on ticket number 27. Sunday's winner of $50 was Zach Melby of Davenport, Iowa, on ticket number 277. And today's winner of $100 is Pat Slaney of Lone Rock on ticket number 381. It's 52 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1230. Today's vital statistics are next.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
It's currently 52 degrees in Richland Center with light rain. Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sue Ann Mesra, 74, of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Bosque Belle. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. Sue Mesra is survived by her husband, Jerry, two daughters, Jenna and Tom Taylor of Bloomington, and Stacy Mesra of Woodman, five grandchildren, siblings, Vicki and Bill Zimple of Bosque Belle, and Dennis Adametz of Muscadet, also many nieces and nephews. Sue Ann Mesra, 74, of Woodman. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center, died March 12th at his home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roger Haw is survived by two sons, Paul and Gabriel Haw of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Jared Haw and Mindy Perkovic of Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Two grandchildren, his mother, Carmen Haw of Yuba, a brother, Lauren Haw of Yuba, longtime girlfriend, Cindy Cooper of Richland Center, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Scott, 80, of Richland Center, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday, April 2nd, from 5 to 7 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Survivors of Dennis Scott include his wife, Judy, son, Christopher and Deborah Scott, daughter, Sherry and Alan Jones, sister, Kathy and George Andrews, two grandsons, two great-grandsons, other relatives and friends. Dennis Lee Scott, 80, of Richland Center. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30, Saturday, April 6th, at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3. Rick Brewer is survived by his son, Bobby, and his family, three stepchildren and their families, a sister, Patty and Earl Tainter, sister-in-law, Karen Brewer, and friend, Alice Dupas. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Megan and Ryan Plumer had a son, Maverick James, and Molly Zimple and Jesse Merkus had a daughter, Suzanne Beatrice.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
No matter how old you are, taking the right medication at the right time can be a challenge. If you struggle with medication or just want a convenient way to organize and store your pills, medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy is for you. The handy packets can slip into your pocket or purse when going out and are great for travel, eliminating the need to bring all your pill bottles. Enjoy the safety and convenience of medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Kyle and Dana Falk and Sean and Miranda Culver. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some very soggy weather on the way here over the next 24 hours, thanks to a strong low pressure system which was right around southeast Nebraska this morning, tracking northeast. This is the same system which brought some snow and mixed precipitation to the region yesterday and last night. Snow is heavier just north of our area from parts of southeast Minnesota up through northern Wisconsin. Amounts are generally in the 5 to 10 inch range. Well, we do expect that rain to amount to a good inch or inch and a quarter through tomorrow morning. Cold front blasting through the area tomorrow midday will knock those temperatures down. Could change any leftover rain over to some light snow showers. Later tomorrow, maybe a dusting or half inch in a couple of cases. Beyond that, dry and chilly conditions Wednesday, with a bit of a rebound in temperatures expected late this week. There could be some more active weather from Friday afternoon right into early next week, with a couple of systems coming through the region. Well, here's that forecast for today. Breezy and much warmer with occasional rain, especially by midday. High temperatures temperature about 52. Southeast wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, breezy and mild with rain continuing, low at 43. Tomorrow should be cloudy with scattered rain. It may turn to snow showers in the afternoon as it turns colder. High about 52 and then falling temperatures. South wind becoming west at 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, flurries early in the evening, then partial clearing and chilly, low at 21. Heading into Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and cool, high at 38. For Thursday, expect plenty of sunshine, a quiet day, low at 18 with a high of 44. Friday, the clouds increase and warmer with a 40% chance of light rain toward evening, low in the mid-20s, high near 54. Saturday, light rain possible in the morning, then breaks of sun later, low 34 with a high of 49. Sunday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 28 with a high of 48. There could be some light rain by Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 52 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 41, our low this morning was 41. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 52. The record high for this date was set in 2007 at 79 degrees. The record low four was set in 1960. Last year's high was 51 with a low of 31. Sunset tonight will be at 7:19 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:55. Currently in Richland Center, we have light easterly winds. The barometer is down to 29.58, and we have received 1/100th of an inch of precipitation so far today. It's currently a cloudy 52 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Agriculture feeds people and the economy as well, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
An annual report called Feeding the Economy just came out detailing food and agriculture's economic impact in the U.S. The American Farm Bureau Federation is one of more than 30 industry organizations that funded the report. Roger Cryan is Farm Bureau's chief economist.
It's an effort to put together the impact of agriculture on the economy. The report goes over the impact of agriculture upstream and downstream. And, of course, farmers are at the heart of that. But it starts with the folks that supply farmers and goes all the way up to the folks that eat.
Brian summarizes.
The direct impact of the food supply chain from farm to retail was about 24 million jobs, about $990 billion in wages, and $3.8 trillion in economic activity. When you add in the multiplied impacts, it's more than doubled.
Brian says those multiplied impacts include everyone and everything that touches food and ag.
The agricultural supply chain is everywhere. It's critically important to the economy, let alone how important it is just to feed and clothe people. Numbers like this can help drive home to everybody the importance of the agricultural economy and why it's so important to recognize that we need a farm bill to support that enormous engine for economic activity.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza confirmed in U.S. livestock for the first time. Prospects for another dry planting season and more. Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed in U.S. livestock for the first time. Minnesota Board of Animal Health Director Dr. Brian Hafes says several baby goats became sick on a Minnesota farm that recently depopulated a backyard poultry flock because of the virus.
These goat kids were born kind of in the mix and really were exposed to a high level of viral load just because the birds had died. So kind of a perfect storm.
He tells Brownfield the goats exhibited neurologic signs, and because they were newborn, their immune systems could not fight off avian flu.
This is an unusual situation where goats have developed infections to this virus. We consider it a dead end host when it gets into an animal or a species other than the species that the virus is supposed to be in.
Hafes says the spread of high-path AI from goat to goat or any other animal is very unlikely and remains low risk to people. He stresses maintaining biosecurity, especially as spring migration begins. An agronomist says the fading El Nino weather pattern will likely coincide with an early planting season. Mitch Roth tells Brownfield the warm, dry conditions in the northern U.S. might be ideal for field work, but
if it stays dry, germination can be poor, and some of our residual herbicides fail to activate.
He says drier conditions are also more suitable for some pests and diseases.
For instance, the soybean cyst nematode.
Roth covers the eastern U.S. for Farmers Business Network. Midwestern farmland values remain strong despite a weakening ag economy. Compeer Financial Director of Appraisal Adam Schmidt says a dramatic increase in interest rates should put downward pressure on the land market.
You know, land's more expensive to finance. That investor category have other attractive alternative investments to earn a higher return. So it starts asking the question, why haven't we really seen a decrease in land values?
He tells Brownfield the answer mostly has to do with several years of stronger farm profitability resulting in excess working capital.
And many of those maybe not necessarily needing to finance that whole purchase or paying cash for the whole purchase. So over the last 6 to 9 months, maybe the full brunt of those higher interest rates hasn't really been felt.
Schmidt says a lack of supply is also supporting farmland values, especially for higher quality ground. A livestock economist says there were a couple of factors that contributed to February placements into feed yards that were nearly 10% above year-ago levels. University of Missouri Scott Brown tells Brownfield.
One extra day, does a leap year. January was bitterly cold, and we had a lot of those auction markets closed down for a period of time, but we probably pulled some calves from January into February because all that cold weather.
I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. It's likely significant trade volume is going to hold out until at least midweek or later. There was a light to moderate trade that took place Thursday with a little cleanup business on Friday last week. Dressed business in the north had a wide range from $298 to $310, mostly $302, which was $4 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Live deals in the south ranged from $186 to $190, mostly $188. That was $2 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Boxed beef was higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 29 cents at $311.01. Select was 57 cents higher at $302.04. In Iowa last week, steers under 500 pounds were sharply higher. Five weights were $10 higher. Six weights, $4 lower. And steers over 700 pounds were steady to $2 higher. Heifers under 600 pounds were sharply higher. Heifers 600 to 800 pounds were $5 to $7 lower. And heifers over 800 pounds were $8 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for all offerings. Medium and large one feeder steers 600 to 649 pounds were up $282.50 to $332. Feeder steers 850 to 889 pounds were up $220 to $250.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 600 to 648 pounds brought $255 to $281. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. While the week may be off to a slow start, the cash hog market has found a little support recently and prices have reflected that. Processors generally have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts and have been bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand has been a crucial component to that. U.S. pork is seeing solid demand on the global market and finding some strength domestically. The industry continues to monitor available supplies of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at midday at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $50 to $62. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $53. And pork values were higher at midday, up $2.27 at $95.65. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Weeds rob you of yield potential, so rob them of the chance to grow with the powerful corn herbicide solutions from Corteva Agriscience. Weeds won't know what hit them, but you will, because you can count on proven top herbicides like Resicor, SureStart 2, or the new game-changing Cairo herbicide for effective and versatile control. These solutions each offer multiple modes of action and extended residual activity to help take down your most challenging broadleaves and grasses, including difficult resistant varieties like water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. That way, you can spend less time worrying about these unwanted yield-robbing weeds and have more time to power on with your day. Build a customized corn weed control program that fits your acres at poweroverweeds.com. That's poweroverweeds.com.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Soybeans and hogs are higher, cattle and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are up in commercial and technical buying. May is holding above that 50-day moving average with help from bean oil, which is up on the strength in crude and palm oils. Brazil's harvest is about 70% complete with activity underway in Argentina. May beans are up 13.5 at 12.06. July's 12.75 higher at 13.18.25. May bean meal's up $1.80 at $3.40.90. May soybean oil's 106 higher at $48.70. Corn is now down on fund and technical selling with showers, thunderstorms, and snow bringing moisture to the Corn Belt ahead of widespread planting. USDA's prospective plantings numbers are out Thursday along with quarterly stocks. May's 1.75 lower at 437.5. July's down 1.75 at 450.25. And wheat's turned lower, watching the Black Sea region for any trade disruptions from the Russia-Ukraine war. A midweek cold snap could damage winter wheat in parts of the plains. Dollar index, though, is higher. May Chicago's down 4.75 at 550. May Kansas City's 5.75 lower at 584.75. May Minneapolis is down 4.25 at 656.75. Live and feeder cattle have turned lower ahead of widespread direct business. The show list looks mixed, mostly smaller than last week, and there's maybe some delayed pressure from last week's on feed numbers. April live's down 135 at 186.15. June's $1.30 lower at 181.60. April feeders are down 60 at 250.90. And hogs are supported by the higher midday pork, with hogs and pigs numbers out on Friday, on Thursday. April's up 12 at 84.70. June leans $1.35 higher at 101.05. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Consumers continue to choose beef, even at higher prices. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Tight beef supplies and high demand are a recipe for higher beef prices. With inflation and budgets that aren't particularly favorable to expensive products, it could be a recipe for disaster for the beef sector. But Dave Weber, a senior research analyst with Terrain, says the data shows that's simply not the case.
I don't know what they're spending less on, but they're not spending less on beef, and especially premium beef products. I think we can use maybe an example out of the pork business when we look at the struggles that pork loins have had over the last 12, 24 months. I mean, it is loin quality today is the focus of the entire pork system. It's a tough time for them to be doing it with the margin losses that are going on. But the work the beef industry started 25 years ago in the mid-90s is what got us to where we're at today in terms of quality. We think about the beef quality audit, there's a new one out, but it continues to show improvement of beef eating experiences amongst consumers, and obviously they're willing to pay for that. And I think beef's going to be one of those things that's probably the last thing that gets kicked out of the grocery cart. Maybe we trade down out of, when you look at a per-pound basis, potato chips cost more than prime steaks.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology following soybeans.
In the last couple of years, seen some pressure and thought I needed to try something different, and the rootworm technology seemed to work considerably better.
He says there's a reason he chooses new products like DeKalb VT4 Pro for his farm.
I'm really buying two things. I'm buying hybrid, you know, that I believe is high yielding and has a lot of potential. And I'm buying the trait package as an insurance policy to make sure that I can utilize, you know, all of the potential that hybrid has.
To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Donald Trump will stand trial over an alleged hush money payment to an